Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast for today, going to be partly cloudy this morning, followed by a chance of scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll have a high of about 72 degrees. In Kenosha right now, it is cloudy, 51, 44 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, it's cloudy and 53 degrees, same thing in Racine. There was a fire early this morning in the basement of a home at 4134 Erie Street in Racine, forcing the occupants to flee along with their pets. Thick smoke filling the structure. This is about 1 o'clock this morning. City crews got there, confirmed it was the fire in the basement, put the flames out in a fairly short amount of time. Just how much damage was done and how that fire began, that is still under investigation. Just after 6:30 or so last night, Caledonia firefighters dispatched to 2815 Indian Trail. The report was the house was on fire. A police officer first on the scene confirming everybody out, but with lots of smoke. The fire was actually in a stove. Flames extinguished within minutes by crews getting there. Two of the home's occupants did get some medical attention because of breathing problems. He has suggested it's almost a game of cat and mouse at this point. Kenosha County Sheriff David Beth says they're going to keep going, trying to capture murder and crime spree suspect Andrew Obregon, who has eluded attempts thus far, including from a couple of high-speed chases in Kenosha and Racine counties. Addressing the report of shots fired Tuesday night during a pursuit, Sheriff Beth said it was community concern, people firing guns perhaps, noting that Obregon might be in their neighborhood. Now, he says Obregon is really taking advantage of the rural landscape, the corn stalks, well above most vehicles at this point, plus he knows the area.
He will drive down gravel or dirt roads. They aren't muddy yet. There hasn't been rain, so the roads are all solid and the driveways are all solid, or the tractor trails are all solid. And what he's doing is he always goes and returns to farms and properties that he knows. And he's turning down these roads, and we use extreme caution in this.
The sheriff added that there is growing concern about Obregon actually getting a kick out of being pursued.
He's been chased on a motorcycle. He's been chased in cars. This is not something new. Oak Creek had something, I believe, a few months ago, a situation where I think he got away before the pursuit actually began. His regard for his own life, it doesn't exist. Last Friday, when he was in the Mustang, he drove through the village of Union Grove at a very high rate of speed, and if it would have been 15 minutes later, their homecoming parade would have been going on.
Beth believes Obregon is feeding his drug habit by stealing and robbing, also stating it's hard to believe anybody might be offering him help at this point. A Metro train struck and killed a man along the Union Pacific track south of Simmons Field in Kenosha late yesterday afternoon. Victim may be 30, 35 or so years old, according to police. The train heading north toward the downtown station. Circumstances of the man being on the tracks, that's still under investigation. 25-year-old Kenosha woman in critical condition at Frederick Hospital. Stabbed in the back, according to police. She was at a home in the 4800 block of 29th Avenue last night. Name of the victim has not been released. She was transferred by Flight for Life. The attack involving a 26-year-old woman. She is jailed. The circumstances of that case unknown at this point. Kenosha Unified School District Administration and the Police Department, they are continuing to investigate a social media text messaging incident that mentions ISIS and closing schools, and there's a link to a pornographic picture. The school district's website says this was all believed to just be a hoax. The schools are in session today as usual. Listed with the message from the district, suspension or expulsion for any student possibly involved, as well as criminal prosecution. Now, the text that was passed among the students yesterday said this: schools are going to be closing October 8th due to a bomb threat by ISIS, and here's a list of all the schools closed, and then it shows a link. But instead, the link opens up a pornographic photograph of an adult male. Oh, and there was a little incident at Schulte Elementary School in Sturtevant. The students were evacuated from that facility just a short time prior to the regular dismissal point, because of the unspecified threat. Now, this evacuation was treated just as a normal dismissal, about 5 minutes or so before the end of the school day. Threat turned out to be unfounded, according to police. They are continuing to investigate. The Volkswagen emissions cheating scandal taking center stage on Capitol Hill today. Mark Chase says company executive Michael Horn, well, he's going to be fielding some pretty intense questions from lawmakers demanding answers.
The House committee will also hear testimony from the EPA, the agency that last month slapped the German automaker for using software to trick emission tests into believing VW cars were complying with the Clean Air Act. In prepared testimony released in advance of the hearing, Horn said the recent events were troubling, adding he didn't think such a ploy was possible at VW. On Wednesday, VW said it plans to start recalling diesel cars in January. I'm Mark Chase.
And the Wisconsin League of Conservation Voters has moved a town hall meeting in Caledonia tonight, 6 o'clock, about reported health concerns that connect to the Oak Creek Power Plant. It had been scheduled at the Eastside Community Center. It has been moved now to the shelter at Crawford Park. That is east of the Kmart on 4 Mile at Douglas. The group's information about the event tonight says it will include more than a dozen affected families who will be telling their stories. Also focus on efforts by the League of Conservation Voters to advocate for EPA's Clean Power Plan. The Gannett Company is buying Milwaukee-based Journal Media Group for $280 million. That sale includes newspapers in Memphis and Knoxville, Tennessee, as well as Naples, Florida. Gannett owns USA Today, along with papers here in Wisconsin and Green Bay, Appleton, Wausau, Stevens Point, Oshkosh, and Sheboygan. State and local elected officials got together at the huge Amazon Fulfillment Center in Kenosha yesterday. It's along the interstate. They officially opened up that site. It's actually been operating since earlier in the year. Mayor Keith Bosman noting Amazon delivers in a much broader sense, recalling the very first meeting he had with company officials in 2014. Governor Scott Walker was there, says Amazon's decision to build in Kenosha, an example of coming together. And the general manager of the site, Brian Urquhill, says that Amazon has been welcomed into the community.
Through everyone's hard work, we started shipping product about 4 months ago. At that time, we had welcomed more than 1,000 full-time employees to their day one with Amazon. A little more than a month after our first customer shipment, we doubled our workforce to 2,000 full-time employees. And we're planning to continue to grow.
Elected officials got the tour of the 1 million square foot facility. Amazon, by the way, also building a 500,000 square foot sortation center, as they call it. Total investment, nearly $250 million. Coming up tonight, the Village of Elmwood Park Board of Trustees will be meeting. That agenda includes a charter ordinance for trustee positions to be numbered, which would eliminate at-large elections. Also, the 2016 budget plan. There's also a closed session about the clerk treasurer and building inspector, followed by a return to open session for any motions that are made behind closed doors. Assembly Republicans have introduced their plan to replace the State Elections Board, the Government Accountability Board, as it's known. Representative Dean Knutson, sponsor of the bill, says it would replace the 8-year-old GAB with two commissions charged with separate oversight of election and ethics issues, partisan members appointed by the legislature and the governor.
What we're doing is splitting into two separate commissions so that the Elections Commission can focus on clean, fair, and impartial elections. And the Ethics Commission will be involved in the ethics of public officials and their public acts in campaign finance and lobbying.
Republicans arguing that the current elections agency has become a partisan group, has ignored state laws. GAB Director Kevin Kennedy denies that. There was also a hearing in Madison yesterday on Racine Representative Corey Mason's higher ed lower debt bill. This would set up a state-based authority for refinancing student loans. Jenny Dye graduated from the UW Law School with over $110,000 worth of debt.
When it comes to higher education and accessibility to higher education, for many kids, financial factors seem to be playing a much bigger role.
That's another UW-Madison student, sophomore Nehemiah Seyu. He says a lot of students realize the cost of going to school is just way too high. Backers of the measure argue that this would help thousands of people who are making little progress paying off the tens of thousands of dollars in debt. No Republican sponsors, though, so the bill's future is uncertain. And Wisconsin U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, speaking of the cost of education, inviting students from Carthage, UW Parkside, and Gateway Technical College to join her in a roundtable discussion next week about that very issue. It'll take place at Parkside a week from today at 11:30 in the morning in the Wiley Hall's Galbraith Conference Room. Paying for a college or university education, she says, remains a great challenge for many students. WRJN.com. That is your source for our local news. Our newscasts are in podcast form. It's on the webpage. You can go anytime you want. Look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is how you get our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.